here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a wind advisory for Saturday. Otherwise, for today, sunny and breezy, temperatures at 80. Tonight, increasing clouds, chance of rain showers late will drop down to 36. As into Saturday, we'll have rain showers, then rain and snow in the upper 30s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 40 miles an hour. Saturday night, we'll have snow likely, windy conditions will drop down to around 24 degrees. Right now, it's 77.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors. Some you can control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risk so your farm will prosper into the future.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association submitted comments this week to USDA outlining key principles for the regulation of fake meat products. NCBA is requesting USDA work with the Food and Drug Administration to take appropriate immediate enforcement action against the improperly labeled imitation products. In its comments, NCBA stated the organization believes the term beef should only be applicable to products derived from actual livestock raised by farmers and ranchers. Meanwhile, the National Farmers Union submitted comments Tuesday as well, supporting another set of proposals by the U.S. Cattlemen's Association. Farmers Union President Roger Johnson says the NFU supports USCA's request to restrict the broader definition of meat to the tissue or flesh of animals that have been harvested in the traditional manner. That includes not allowing the use of meat on labels for plant-based alternatives and lab-grown alternatives. And a $34 million farm up for sale in Nebraska, billed as the state's most expensive farm. The more than 10,300-acre operation includes 5,600 acres of center-pivot irrigated farmland. The Zeman Ranch is located in north-central Nebraska and is described as a large cattle operation, including 44 center-pivot irrigation system. The ranch features 2,300 acres of hay ground that supports 2,300 cow-calf pairs and a 2,500-head feeding facility. The listing company says the area, one of the largest remaining tracts of mid and tall grass prairie in all of North America. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Farmers, if you have late model farm equipment to sell, give the guys at New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska a call. When your local dealership isn't giving you what you think your equipment is worth, or you're afraid of the results you might get at the auction, New Frontier Ag is your answer. They get you the best possible prices for your equipment at selling rates lower than the auction cost you. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on how New Frontier Ag can net you the most money for your used equipment.
Hi, I'm Dawn Tripp with Kansas Gas Service. We know spring can be a great time to make home improvements, from planting trees and shrubs to building or maintaining outdoor decks or fences. If you're planning projects like these, be sure to call before you dig. Call 811 at least 2 business days before you begin any work, and we'll mark the natural gas lines on your property at no cost to you. And remember to use your senses to stay safe. Even a small natural gas leak needs immediate attention. So if you notice a hissing noise, rotten egg smell, blowing dirt, persistent bubbling in standing water, or discolored vegetation, leave the area immediately. Then dial 911 and call the Kansas Gas Service Emergency Line at 888-482-4950. That's 888-482-4950. For more information about natural gas safety, visit KansasGasService.com.
Having soft water in your home not only saves you money, but there's a lot of benefits for your body, too. Bathing in soft water leaves your skin softer and feeling clean and refreshed. Rough, dry skin naturally goes away. Colored or treated hair keeps its radiance longer. And soft water allows your razor to glide more easily across your face, reducing razor burn, and makes your razors last longer. For these and other great benefits, invest today in a Lindy Spring Water Softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca. Call 800-748-7563.
You work night and day to get the crop in. You worry about the weather. You worry about prices. You have repairs to deal with at the worst possible times. It's a lot of work and a lot of worry. But when it's all said and done, you wouldn't trade places with anyone. Making things grow is in your blood. It's in ours, too. We're a community ag bank. Citizens State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Mid-America Network News. Security concerns have been raised over a new Kansas website that collects vehicle owner information. The Wichita Eagle reports the state launched the site iCan on March 29th. It's used to perform vehicle registration renewals. Individuals can look up their information on the site by entering their assigned PIN number. A user called Citizen of Kansas and said they accidentally entered the wrong PIN while trying to renew their vehicle registration, and the website brought up someone else's information. A Kansas Department of Revenue spokeswoman says it's illegal to use another person's PIN to access information. Another Kansas website is working very well. Just one day after announcing a web page dedicated to finding parents who owe back child support, Governor Collier announces success. The Kansas Department for Children and Families received a tip through the Child Support Evaders website and located a child support evader who owes more than $56,000. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
What? Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote, and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
With this job, having two hands won't cut it, which is why I thank the stars I have a third, Grainger. When my two hands are full, I fully rely on Grainger. They're America's number one source for industrial-grade supplies. So, whether I'm fixing a furnace or fastening a faucet, Grainger hands me what I need when I need it, which makes me a pretty lucky guy. Because when it comes to needing an extra hand, Grainger's got your back. Call or clickgrainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A man left partially paralyzed when gunfire erupted as he and three others were robbing a suburban Kansas City gun shop has been sentenced to life in prison for killing the shop's owner. The Kansas City Star reports that 23-year-old DeAnthony Wiley will not be eligible for parole for 25 years under the sentence ordered yesterday. A 38-year-old Lawrence man who sent hundreds of emails to someone he thought was a 14-year-old girl has been convicted of soliciting sex. The person he was communicating with was actually a sheriff's deputy. Prosecutors say that when Michael Henderson showed up with condoms to meet the girl, he was arrested. The Lawrence Journal World reports the investigation started after a resident told police that she believed Henderson was trying to meet young girls for sex. The email conversation, which involved 660 messages, began when the deputy responded to a Craigslist ad. Henderson's attorney argued that Henderson was entrapped by law enforcement. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Mid-America Network News. Forecasters say the blizzard warnings extending from southwest Nebraska into northwest Iowa include heavy snow and gusting winds that will make travel dangerous. The National Weather Service says up to 14 inches of snow could accumulate in some places in Nebraska, plus wind gusts reaching 50 miles per hour are also forecast. Governor Ricketts and members of the Nebraska's congressional delegation are urging President Trump to pursue trade policies that would benefit agriculture. Ricketts met with Trump at the White House House along with other Nebraska officials. Authorities say two women were arrested after deputies found marijuana in their vehicle after a traffic stop in western Lincoln. The Lancaster County Sheriff's Office says a deputy spotted a vehicle following too closely on Interstate 80 on Wednesday. A drug dog alerted a handler to the presence of drugs. Sheriff Terry Wagner says a vehicle search turned up 103 pounds of pot. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 19th through the 21st at the Bennett Event Center at Oklahoma State Fair Park. More than 350 exhibitors will feature the latest technology for farm and ranch. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Enjoy daily music performances by Rusty Ryerson and test drive and enter to win a new zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Greg Steckline. I'm looking for a good sales representative to help sell advertising for the Mid-America Ag Network. If you're one of those people that think you can go out and sell, talk to people, enjoy visiting with agribusiness folks, work on marketing promotional plans, we've got a position for you. Give us a call, 316-721-8484. The Mid-America Ag Network here in Wichita, 316-721-8484. Or email me, gsteckline@manradio.com. That's two A's in man, manradio.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday, conducting mostly routine business. At the request of several Oquito and area residents, commissioners agreed to test gravel on Cherokee Road east of Oquito near 21st Road for a few miles and encouraged public input. Complete minutes are posted each week on our website at KNDYradio.com and our Facebook page. Nemaha Hall County Commissioners meeting Monday consisted of routine business. Hanover Hospital Board approved moving forward with a $2.2 million bond issue proposal for voters that would finance hospital updates, including remodel of the obstetric suite, renovation to accommodate a CT scanner, purchase of electronic medical records, and updating equipment. The 15-year bonds would result in a local property tax levy of just over 13 mils for patrons in the Hanover Hospital District who will vote on the issue Tuesday, May 15th, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Kloppenburg Center in Hanover. Gage County Planning Commission voted last week to move forward to the County Board of Supervisors a plan to locate a temporary asphalt plant site off U.S. Highway 77 north of Beatrice along Highway 41. The site will be used during paving work on 77 Beatrice North to Princeton this fall. Increased truck traffic near the site will be a factor with a one-year lease designated for the site. The Marshall County Canteen with the Presidio Brass and the Marshall County Community Pep Band will begin at 6:30 this evening at the Marysville Municipal Airport. 200 advance tickets for the event have been sold out. KNDY will begin live reports in the 5 o'clock hour for this evening's activities coordinated by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative. Presidio Brass kicked off workshops throughout Marshall County with band students and performed for a full house United Methodist Church in Frankfort Thursday evening.
Presidio Brass has a profound dedication to music education. So we are constantly seeking out opportunities to work with young students and inspire young students who have an interest in music. And if a student doesn't have an interest in music, we hope to inspire them to take up music. And in fact, Presidio regularly partners with VH1's Save the Music Foundation, which puts us in touch with band programs that might be economically underserved and allows us to come in and play for those students and help inspire those students. And our partnership with VH1, as well as our corporate sponsor, KHS America, that allows us to go in, work with students, and hopefully inspire them to work hard and continue with their passions for music.
Dolores Gastman, age 86, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the State Line Emanuel Lutheran Church, North Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Dolores Gastman. Shirley L. Thomas, age 58, of Axtell, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 3:30. The visitation at 2:30 at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home. Burial in the Seneca City Cemetery. Missouri. Ax DeLander Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Shirley Thomas. Larry R. Cruzy, age 66, of Hanover, passed away Wednesday. Family will receive friends Friday, 5 until 7. Hanover Mortuary. Burial and a private family service will be held at Hanover Cemetery. Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Larry Cruzy. Vivian Cockrell, age 61, of Pawnee City, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at Creedence United Church of Christ, Rural Burn. Interment in the church cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 5, at the Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Vivian Cockrell.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. We have a low pressure system that'll be making its way across the central parts of the Midwest. On the warm side of the system, across the central parts of the plains, we're expecting showers and thunderstorms and very windy conditions. As this low continues to push off towards the east, that will change on over into some wintry weather across the central parts of the plains and very heavy snow across the upper parts of the Midwest. And like I said, we will still continue to see very windy conditions and cooler temperatures. So looking in the forecast, we have a wind advisory for Saturday. Otherwise, throughout the rest of the day, sunny skies and breezy, high of 80. Tonight, partly cloudy, then becoming cloudy. Chance of rain showers will drop down to 36. Wind gusts as high as 25. Saturday, rain, then rain and snow. We'll see temperatures right around 39 with wind gusts as high as 40. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with snow likely. Windy will drop down to 24. Sunday, partly sunny and breezy with a high near 41. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Oh, your wedding. The best day of your life, but no one ever mentions the stress of planning it. Between the dress, the reception hall, the cake, you tend to forget the wedding registry. And that's when you turn to Reflections, because they have everything on your wish list. Fiesta ware, bedding sets, kitchen towels, pots and pans, wine glasses, anything you want. And if they don't have it, they'll order it. They'll even wrap and deliver gifts to your shower or reception. Stay local and make it easy on yourself. Create your wedding registry at Reflections in Marysville. So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Average high temperature mid-April, 66, record high on this date, 87 in 1972. The average low, 42. The record low is 20 in 1957. Sunset this evening, 7:58. Sunrise in the morning at 6:48.
Superstitious types are treading carefully today. If you're one of them, a little news to help you breathe easier on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Keep up to date with the new and exciting attractions and events from across the state, the freshest recipes and fun crafty activities for your family by visiting www.kansaslivingmagazine.com. Kansas Farm Bureau's new website provides you with a variety of content, from feature stories, things to see and do, great kitchen ideas, Kids Corner, and ebooks. Find fun projects that are bound to keep the whole family entertained. Visit today at www.kansaslivingmagazine.com.
Lauren, age 16, Farm Bureau family member.
I started learning at a young age that animal care is important. It was harder when I was littler because I really didn't understand why I would raise an animal and then just have it go off and be butchered. But then Dad would be like, it's fine, you know, that's what people live off of. When people pick up that piece of meat from the store, I want them to know that meat is safe and that animal was cared for.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau care and respect, practice daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, April 13th, the 103rd day of the year. Thomas Jefferson was born on this day, and in 1970, Houston, we have a problem, entered our vernacular when an oxygen tank exploded on Apollo 13. The legend of Friday the 13th may be the modern world's most widespread superstition. It doesn't really hold up under scrutiny. If unlucky is defined by number of accidents, then Monday is the champ. More home and industrial accidents occur on Monday than any other day of the week. Friday does have a disproportionate number of car accidents, but the day of the year with the most car accidents again belongs to a Monday, the one that follows the switch to daylight savings time. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Lifetime Vision Center would like the students of Auburn High to know that their dedication and commitment to academics such as choir, band, FFA, and the science team will help lead the way to a successful future. Good job. From Dr. Wright and Dr. Crotty at Lifetime Vision Center in Auburn. Excellence in eye care. Soother Building Supply is proud of the Auburn High School students who endeavor through academics such as FCCLA, FFA, debate, science, and more to better themselves and in the future and make a better world for a better place. Good luck, guys and girls, from Soother Building Supply in Seneca, proud to support our scholars. City Bank and Trust Company is very proud of the Crete students who have chosen to excel in FFA, One Act, National Honor Society, Quiz Bowl, and more. Good luck in your event, scholars, from all your friends here at City Bank and Trust Company in Crete, behind our community, member FDIC.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, Good Friday. Shohei Ohtani hit a bases-loaded triple in a five-run seventh inning to help the streaking Los Angeles Angels beat the Kansas City Royals 7-1 last night for their fifth straight victory. Ian Kinsler homered on his first swing in his return to the Angels lineup, and Nick Tropiano pitched shutout ball into the seventh for his first Major League win since 2016. Los Angeles has won 8 of 9. Tropiano threw 88 pitches, struck out 6, and walked 2. Ian Kennedy was removed after 6 innings and 100 pitches. He allowed 7 hits, but just the 1 run on Kinsler's homer. The Royals have lost 8 of 11, have scored a total of 32 runs, and 10 of those came in Monday's victory over Seattle. The Royals will try it again with the Angels tonight, first pitch at 7:15. Mid-America Network Sports.
Defend your vehicle from harmful elements and restore shine with Armor All Canister Wipes. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up Armor All Canister Wipes for $3.99. Easily remove dirt, dust, and grime with Armor All Canister Wipes on sale for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With this job, having two hands won't cut it, which is why I thank the stars I have a third, Grainger. When my two hands are full, I fully rely on Grainger. They're America's number one source for industrial-grade supplies. So, whether I'm fixing a furnace or fastening a faucet, Grainger hands me what I need when I need it, which makes me a pretty lucky guy. Because when it comes to needing an extra hand, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's just 9 days until K-State hosts their spring game at Bill Snyder Family Stadium, and with several key players returning from last year's team that won 8 games. Expectations are high for the Wildcats heading into the fall. One of the biggest storylines to watch is who will be the starting quarterback for Kansas State. Bill Snyder hasn't named a leader in the competition, but Alex Delton and Skylar Thompson are both impressing. Kickoff for the spring game is set for a week from tomorrow at 1:10. University of Kansas officials say construction of a new multi-million-dollar indoor practice facility for the football team will start soon. The university is planning a $26 million indoor practice arena as part of a $300 million renovation project for Memorial Stadium. The project is funded entirely by private donations. Lawrence Journal World reports the site covers part of the parking lot directly west of the stadium and what is currently open space. Mid-America Network Sports.
Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Studying and recording the timing of natural events like plant bloom, animal hibernation, and reproduction is called phenology. Gardeners often use phenology as a planting guide and to time pest management. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Since plant development depends on soil and air temperatures, using it as a planting or pest management guide is more reliable than calendar dates. Monitoring bud break, leaf expansion, and flowering can help you time some of your garden activities. Try planting peas, lettuce, and other cool weather crops when the lilac leaves are about the size of a mouse's ear. Wait until the soil warms and lilacs are in full bloom to plant your beans. As the lilac blooms fade and temperatures rise, plant squash and cucumber seeds. Sow seeds of cabbage and broccoli when the catalpa and mock orange are in bloom. These will sprout and grow and be ready for harvest in fall. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
...162 games a year for 50 years. That's over 8,000 baseball games. And this man has seen most of them. Then again, that's his job. We'll head to the stadium to catch a game with him on this edition of the American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Denny Matthews has been broadcasting Royals baseball games from day one, back in April of 1969. He was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2007, but he says letters from listeners bring him quickly back to the real importance of what he delivers over the airwaves.
Sometimes when it's 19-1 and you're wondering about what time you're going to get out of the ballpark and will this game ever end, you have to remember that there are people who maybe are shut-ins or maybe they're elderly or whatever, and one of the highlights of their day would be listening to a baseball game.
Until recently, Matthews had worked practically every game in Royals history. He's taken a few breaks these days, although he's quick to point out he's really working even more than he used to.
When I first started, a typical game was anywhere from 2:15 to 2:30, 2:35. That was typical. Now a typical game is 3 hours. Well, that's, let's say, 25 or 30 minutes per game times 162 games. A friend of mine and I figured this out about 4 years ago. The length of game now adds another roughly 7 weeks to a baseball schedule.
With five decades under his belt as a baseball broadcaster, he has simple advice for those who seek to make their living as a sports broadcaster.
Play the game on whatever level, it doesn't matter. If you just go out in the backyard, if you want to do football and play touch football with some friends, at least you have somewhat of a feel for the game. I've always thought that was very important. At least you will say, well, yeah, I've played a little basketball or I've played a little baseball.
Matthews played college sports with peers who did make it to the major leagues. But today he can say that he is the only person on that college team that is in the Hall of Fame. Traveling the countryside in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Today on Living the Country Life Radio, we'll hear from a Purina poultry expert. Stay tuned for information and advice for your backyard flock.
I say chick, you say strong. Chick, strong. Chick, strong.
If you raise backyard chickens, these are the two words you'll want to remember. Purina's Chick Strong system is included in all Purina starter grower feeds. What is Chick Strong system? Baby chicks require 38 unique nutrients from day one, and they're all included in Purina starter grower feeds. That's right, you can leave the supplements on the shelf. That's the Chick Strong promise, because strong chicks equal happy hens. Look for Purina Starter Grower Feeds to try Chick Strong System. And then, next time someone says chick, you can say strong.
Strong chicks equal happy hens. Learn more at purinamills.com/strong. That's purinamills.com/strong.
Are you interested in gathering fresh organic eggs from your own backyard?
Learn how to start raising an organic flock in this edition of Flock Strong Friday, brought to you by Purina. Today, we're joined by Dr. Patrick Biggs, a flock nutritionist with Purina. Dr. Biggs, can you tell us what it means to raise an organic chicken flock?
When you're raising an organic flock, it really comes down to what the birds are being fed. Now, both traditional and organic Purina Complete feeds provide the same nutrition to your birds. They both have 16% protein along with the same levels of vitamins and minerals. With the organic feed, it's more about using ingredients that meet the organic requirement. Now, for a feed to be considered organic, all the ingredients in that feed must meet the requirements of the National Organic Program in order to be included in the diet. Feeds that meet these rules, like Purina's organic poultry feed line, are certified by the USDA.
What steps should flock raisers take to be sure their eggs are organic?
There are two paths to producing organic eggs. If you plan on selling certified organic eggs, then those birds must have been under constant organic management after they reach 48 hours old. Now, that includes any feed or snacks that the birds have been fed, not just their complete feed. Purina offers a complete line of organic poultry feeds from day one through the layer stage to help you with the feeding part of this process. And I would certainly recommend that you check with your local organic certifier to get more details on getting and maintaining organic certification. Now, if you're choosing to raise an organic flock to either feed your family, then the rules aren't nearly as strict. You can start with Purina's organic starter grower no later than day two and then move to Purina organic layer at 18 weeks. However, if your birds were fed a traditional feed during the first 18 weeks, then you can just transition them to Purina's organic layer feed to get the eggs that you want. But just realize the birds and their eggs are not going to be considered certified organic.
That's excellent information, Dr. Biggs. Thanks for explaining the details about organic chicken flocks and eggs. Tune into next week's Flock Strong Friday for more poultry tips from Purina.
Give me long distance, long distance. Give me air.
1, 2, 3.
Oh,
operator.
Operator.
Information.
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 on trip with Kansas Gas Service. Natural gas is an abundant source of energy that brings comfort and convenience to your home safely and efficiently. To help ensure that safety for you and your family, be sure to have your natural gas appliances serviced every year by a qualified technician or a heating and cooling contractor. It's also important to know the warning signs of possible carbon monoxide exposure. If you see the blue flame on your natural gas stove turn to yellow, or if you have any unexplained headaches, fatigue, nausea, or dizziness, you may have high levels of carbon monoxide in your home. For your safety, leave immediately, then dial 911 and call the Kansas Gas Service Emergency Line at 888-482-4950. That's 888-482-4950. For more information about natural gas safety, visit KansasGasService.com.
An Arizona man dreams of growing flowers, lots and lots of flowers. You'll hear his story today on the Farm Journal Report.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Farming is a tradition in the Aguiar family. I ran into Juan Aguiar at a farmer's market in Sedona, Arizona, as he and his wife sold produce that was raised on his father's farm near Paulden, Arizona.
He grew up in Mexico. His dad had a farm, and his dad had a farm, so, you know, this was his lifestyle. And he wanted to eventually do this, but he became a plumber, and so he did that for 20 plus years and finally just decided to try it. And he quit plumbing and tried farming full time, and it worked out for him. And so he's just been doing it since, hasn't stopped. He loves it. Like, this is his real passion.
Juan and his wife recently moved to Arizona from Oregon. He's actually working as a janitor now, but considers that job to be temporary.
My dad had 5 acres that is unused, so we plan to buy that from him and build our own house. And we want to do a flower farm. And so once we get to that point and we can grow all that on our own, that we want to split off and do our own flower business. Because, yeah, this lifestyle is it's the way to go. I really enjoy it. It makes me happy.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Nebraska Farm Bureau adding their voice in urging the USDA to not use the term meat when referring to all lab-grown and plant-based meat alternatives. The request to limit the definition of beef and meat to only products from live animals born, raised, and harvested in the traditional manner comes from a strong movement to develop and commercialize alternative protein products, particularly clean meat, also called lab-grown or cultured meat and plant-based proteins. In a letter, Nebraska Farm Bureau President Steve Nelson said consumers depend upon the USDA Food Safety and Inspection Service to ensure that products they purchase at the grocery store match their label descriptions. Back in January, delegates of the American Farm Bureau adopted a policy proposal by delegates from Nebraska which supported the prohibition of the use of commonly known as industry-recognized meat terms in the labeling and advertising of all lab-grown and plant-based alternatives. Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts of Kansas intends to introduce legislation to allow telemedicine to address rural opioid addiction. During a recent Senate panel hearing, Roberts said rural residents suffering from substance abuse face many challenges in accessing the clinical services they need. He said community mental health and addiction treatment facilities in rural areas often do not house a full-time clinician who can prescribe controlled substances for the treatment of substance abuse disorders. Further, he said many rural patients need to travel long distances, sometimes times across state lines to access the needed treatments. He said the use of telemedicine, the remote diagnosis and treatment of patients through communication technology, could be a way to reduce travel burden for rural residents. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The tough new Chevy Silverado pickups are in stock at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville, including the Chevy Silverado 1500 model in the custom or the LTZ Z71 package. They have a Chevy Silverado 2500 HD LTZ Duramax edition. It's new for 2018 and available at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
America Ag Network, we continue with the pressure on our grains and soybeans here on Friday. May corn down 3.5 at 385 and a quarter. July is down 3.75 at 393 and a half. May Kansas City wheat is down 15 and a half now at 492. July down 14 and 3/4 at 511 and a quarter. The pressure just continues. May soybeans down 8.5 at 1052 and a quarter. July beans down 8.25 at 1063 and a half. May soybean meal is $1.40 lower at 382 even. July is down $1.60 at 385.80. May soy oil is down 11 at 31.52. July is down 11 at 31.79. So really tough going for the soy complex. Corn and Kansas City wheat just can't seem to get anything positive to work here on Friday. April live cattle up 35 at 116.10. June down 32 at 103.35. All the later months are mixed as well. April feeder cattle down 60 now at 138.27. May feeders down 15 at 139.82. Not that long ago, feeder cattle were mixed like live cattle, but that has since given way, and each of the feeder cattle months are on the downside. Hogs are mixed. April hogs down 45 at 53.85. May up a dime at 69.42. So we are seeing mixed numbers in hogs as well. Taking a look at some other issues, May cotton is up 15 points at 83.84. July is up 59 at 83.59. May crude oil is up 39 cents at 67.46. Unleaded gas and heating oil also higher. April gold is up $6.30 at 13.44.70. June is up $5.50 at 13.47.40. Silver and copper are also higher. And the U.S. dollar index for June is up 0.034 at 89.490. So mixed numbers all through our futures markets on Friday. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Truck trailers. When it comes to the trailer you're hauling, whether you're driving a big rig or a pickup, MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas has your back. Dunan and Chaparral, drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, utility line of trailers by Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair under the big American flag in Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Mid-America Ag Network is your one-stop shop for markets, news, and weather. From the planting season to the harvest season to the prepping season, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you informed on the latest trends, discussions, and technology. Plus, with up-to-the-minute market reports and daily reviews on commodity prices, you're sure to make the best decisions as a farmer and family with the best information. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, and it'll be here before you know it, the 30th anniversary World Pork Expo in Des Moines, Iowa. I'll talk about it after this message.
It's that time of year again, time to tackle some difficult tasks, like cleaning those appliances, and you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
Well, I started the week talking about the 20th anniversary of the Women's Agricultural Leadership Conference in Minnesota. So I'll end the week talking about another anniversary event, the 30th anniversary of World Pork Expo in Des Moines, Iowa. It'll be here before you know it. This year's dates are June 6th through 8. But in advance of World Pork Expo, they have arranged 2- and 1-day tours of agriculture and pork facilities in the Midwest for those who are coming from other parts of the country. The two tours, the Midwest tour, will make stops in Iowa, Illinois, and northern Indiana. They'll visit Fair Oaks Farms, for example, and the Pig Adventure. And the next stop will include a barge cruise down the Mississippi River, where participants will learn how agricultural products move from the Midwest to the rest of the world. And then on Tuesday, more stops in the Midwest, and the cost for the Midwest Agriculture Tour, $450, including bus transportation, lodging on June 4th, meals on tour day, and World Pork Expo admission. And then individuals are responsible for booking their own hotel rooms before the tour begins and during expo. The other tour is a 1-day tour, and that will take place in the host state of Iowa, beginning Tuesday morning, and attendees will visit the DuPont Pioneer headquarters in the Des Moines area, and there will be a presentation by a leading expert who will talk about the business and management of today's modern pork farm. So again, go on the World Dairy Expo website, and the reservations are necessary because space is limited. But it sounds like a good way to start World Pork Expo before it opens June 6, 7, and 8. Back with the final word after this message.
Save big on Mitas Agricultural Drive Tires from the Farmers Cooperative. Get an instant $100 rebate on all Mitas Agricultural Radial Drive Tires now through April 30th. Mitas Tires are known for their quality, dependability, and traction in the tough conditions of your field. And now save an instant $100 on the tires designed for high horsepower and load carrying capacity. For complete details, see your Farmers Cooperative Tire Branch today.
Online registration now open for the tours and the Pork Expo at the World Pork Expo website. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Anhydrous ammonia is a widely used fertilizer in the Corn Belt. It's also one of the most dangerous. Stay tuned for safety tips on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's time to give back to your roots. Make this your best growing season with Radiate. Radiate's patented formulation of plant growth regulators help develop longer, stronger, healthier roots to improve nutrient uptake. And now, when you give back to your roots, you give back to FFA. CPS and Radiate are proud to partner with national FFA alumni and supporters chapter grant programs across the country. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go online to radiateroots.com for more details. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
Want to see the latest in machinery, agronomy, and technology? Then tune in to the Successful Farming TV show every week on RFD TV. Join me, Dave Moats, and Lori Bedore, Jesse Scott, and Anna McConnell. This show delivers the latest trends, newest technology, and takes a look at machinery of yesterday and today. RFD TV is on Dish Network, DirecTV, and most major cable providers. Find additional programming information at agriculture.com/TV.
Anhydrous ammonia is a nitrogen crop fertilizer that does wonders in the soil, but must be applied with the utmost caution. The chemical takes up water from the nearest source, including the human body, especially the eyes, lungs, and skin because of their high moisture content. Chuck Schwab is an extension safety specialist at Iowa State University. He says when working with anhydrous ammonia, wear ventless goggles and rubber gloves. Have a 5-gallon bucket of water on the tank as well as a personal water supply.
By having this extra water, you're providing it, and so it's not burning into the skin or into your tissues, so it's diluting the reactant. And so really, if there is any exposure to anhydrous ammonia gas cloud, the best thing to do is three things. And the first one is to flush with water, the second is to flush with more water, and the third is flush with
If you find yourself in a pickle without water, Schwab says any liquid such as orange juice, cold coffee, anything will help until you can get to water and first aid. Keep in mind that even despite precautions, equipment can fail.
When you see a cloud around anhydrous tank or, you know, injection knives, the best thing to do is not to go near it, period, because you don't know which way the wind's going to blow. If it changes, then the cloud could come back to you. And it doesn't take much to inhale and create that constriction that stops you from breathing.
I'm Jody Henke. Find more anhydrous ammonia safety tips at agriculture.com.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has over 30 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling to two-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone 268-0647 or home phone 363-2645.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. House Ag Republicans have rolled out their 18 Farm Bill proposal just months ahead of the current law's expiration with little or no apparent support from Democrats. The GOP Farm Bill draft protects crop insurance, improves the ARC and PLC programs, allowing reference prices to adjust to better market conditions, and helps minimize ARC disparities between counties. It folds the Conservation Stewardship Program into the flagship Voluntary Conservation EQIP program and boosts rural broadband, rural development, and anti-opioid efforts. But the bill also includes highly controversial new food stamp work requirements opposed by Ag Committee Democrats. Ag Chair Michael Conaway on the difficulty in shepherding a GOP bill against strong political headwinds in November, with Ag Democrats already lined up against the bill.
Those folks are going to have to tell Production America, Rural America, who, by the way, those urban guys are really dependent on stuff that goes on in rural America. Their voters enjoy the safest, most abundant, and affordable food and survivor supply of any developed nation in the world. So, yes, anybody who eats ought to be really in favor of good agriculture programs.
But Democrats feel confident they can wait out the 18 Farm Bill process in hopes of retaking the House in November and get more favorable terms on food stamps next year. Top Ag Democrat Colin Peterson is threatening changes to other sections of the bill without GOP concessions on food stamps. Conaway's response?
And so a no vote, or a vote to support stripping out sugar, or a vote to support decimating crop insurance, which is what I guess Mr. Peterson's saying they intend to do, makes no sense whatsoever in the grand scheme of things. So if that's the line that they want to go down, I can't fix their problems.
Conaway says he will start the committee markup process next Wednesday and continue until House Ag reports it to the full House. Question is, can he get a majority of 218? Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 19th through the 21st at the Bennett Event Center at Oklahoma State Fair Park. More than 350 exhibitors will feature the latest technology for farm and ranch. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Enjoy daily music performances by Rusty Ryerson and test drive and enter to win a new zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Austin with the Mid-America Network. I hope you'll join me every day for the latest news and sports from around the region. From business happenings on Wall Street to legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day. We'll report on regional sports to the latest happenings from our lawmakers. We'll tell you about fraud and crime and give you ways to stay safe on the road and in your home. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are the Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag and news.
KNDY Marysville, KNDY FM Marysville Beatrice, a Deerkin Communications full-service station.